Welcome back, Taurus. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I'll be doing a reading for the entrepreneurial spirit of Taurus. So if you are a Taurus who's planning, researching, starting a new business, this read might be for you. So let's get right into it here. What is the purpose of your business? Now, Taurus, of course, this goes beyond your mission statement, which, of course, that's your foundation of your business plan. But for spirit's interest, it goes deeper than that. You have the death card here, and this signifies a need to determine your purpose as a transformation is needed. There's some type of coping mechanism or attitude or behavior that no longer serves you. And it could have served you at one time in your life, but there needs to be a death of that life so that a new cycle can begin. Okay, so it's just not serving you. It's not going to serve your purpose for your business growth. All right. So how do you bring your calling or purpose into your business? The Queen of Swords is here to remind you that rebellion and independence are not necessarily negative energies. Okay, being the earthly sign that you are, you're very conventional and traditional, and while you sometimes find rebellion amusing, it's really, a little bit contrary to your normal MO. Let's put it that way. So at any rate, Spirit wants you to investigate the possibility that this could actually work for you rather than against you. All right. So now as you move through the process or the steps, you might be contemplating the basic need for money and the acquirement of material gain. And then there's your highest need for fulfillment. Now, how do you reconcile the two? Well, Spirit has presented a Seven of Pentacles to remind you to remain steady and humble as your ships start to come in, because the laws of attraction suggest goodwill toward others will return to you tenfold. Fulfillment comes from many streams, Taurus, and income is only one of those streams, okay? Now, the Seven of Swords is here to confirm the release of an unhealthy grip on material quest. It's time to loosen up, resist the urge to micromanage yourself or others, and as you let go, you'll gain the confidence in yourself, and you'll be able to co-create with others. Now, this brings us to authentic value. How do you bring authentic value to your client or customer? Well, Taurus, there is authentic value in being comfortable in your own skin and confident in your interpersonal and business acumen. Okay, and if it's a product, you believe in that product and you're excited about that product and you want to share that product. Okay? It's all about the enthusiasm and dedication that you have. So, are you still with me? Because now we have to decide on product or service. Now, to give you a clue, Spirit has presented a Ten of Swords. Now, success is going to come through partnerships with like-minded people. And that is to say, people who share similar values, drive, commitment, and optimism that you have for the business, the idea, the service, product, whatever it might be. So your focus for the beginning stages here to grow your business comes in with the Ace of Pentacles. All right. So you actually might be focusing on the collapse of an institution. Now, this institution could be within yourself. Don't forget, we just discussed earlier the need to rebel, perhaps, the need to be independent and free of those restrictive beliefs and ideas. So, Taurus, this could also be an ideal time for you to think in terms of opportunities. When an institution or anything is in collapse, there lies in their seeds of opportunity. Okay, so keep that in mind as you're formulating your business plan. Now, for the following 6 to 12 months, you will be focused on the Ten of Cups. So, at this time, you'll be painfully aware of the aloneness. You know, kind of heavy is the head that wears the crown type of thing. And you might even be looking back with a little regret or sadness on past actions, associations, maybe mistakes. Okay, but this isn't going to be a time of self-defeat. This is more about taking stock of those experiences and incorporating them into a solid business plan that will be strong enough to get through any tough times, you know. So, Temperance is the energy that relates directly to your future opportunities. So by becoming balanced, you will now be able to distinguish outer or apparent motives from the inner truth about why things are happening the way they are. Okay? And there's divine timing as the opportunities are recognized as you achieve the Emperor. You will become the ruler of your empire. Now, your empire could be inner or it could be outer. Okay, it applies to both. Take it as it applies to your personal situation. But the universe is here to back that up with a sense of wholeness and completion. Okay, you have achieved a level of Emperor. your overall direction will be the King of Wands. Okay, so you are finally going to reap the rewards and a victory, and it's been a hard-won victory. This has been blood, sweat, and tears for you to get to where you are now. And the King of Wands is a Renaissance man. And this is someone who is going to rise from the ashes like the phoenix. Okay, Taurus? So keep these messages in mind as you formulate your business plan or idea. And I wish you all the success and good luck with that. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.